Welcome to today's episode, episode 61, and today we're talking about AbilityNet. AbilityNet is a charity that was set up to enable people with disabilities to have free access to help and support through a system of free volunteers that donate their time to helping individuals with disability to access their computers, to overcome some problems with their online presence, and maybe to enable those who are seniors who've not had the opportunity of picking up IT skills to gain some. So the idea is to be a support and a client and a help to the client. So I'm an AbilityNet County Coordinator, and I run a team of 21 volunteers in the Wiltshire area, and we work on a principle of being connected to a telephone system and a computer system that tells us when clients are coming in. So what range of help do we give? And then I'll give you a free phone number that you can use if you wish to contact them. Our remit is to help disabled and seniors to access their computers, and obviously the internet and anything else from social media to FaceTimes to Skype and other methods as well. We work on a free thing. It's not costing the user anything. So how is AbilityNet funded? Well, the free services, which we are of AbilityNet, is the one of the beneficiaries of the paid arm of AbilityNet, which is to do with web accessibility checking and DSA, Disability Student Allowance work. And that supports the charity. The charity also receives donations from members of the public, often clients who are very appreciative of the work we do. And the standard that the volunteers are at are very good generally, though we're obviously sometimes of an older generation. We do have younger people involved, and we would love to see, certainly in our area, more women getting involved in helping people. But that's probably the nature of history, and we look forward to seeing more and more people getting involved in the future. We have spent hours and hours. We log our hours so that there is a figure that can be called upon to let people know how much time we have spent doing this. I can't put a figure each week, but with over 50 clients on the books at the moment, it's quite busy. So we deal on a one-to-one basis, and we work to the client's agenda, which is what we find is extremely valuable, this one-to-one business. Because with that, you can make some difference to somebody's lives, particularly in the area of technology. Courses are great for background understanding everything that a computer can do, and even many people find that useful to do. But for some people who are challenged, it can be frustrating in that they can't get their questions answered as other things become more important on a course. And so there's a lot of prerequisite knowledge required to do a course as well, even the beginner's ones. So we try and fill these gaps, and we work through organisations such as RNIB, Dementia, Stroke and Parkinson's Association to try and meet the disabilities of those particular groups. We also have clients who suffer from MS, who are bedridden, isolated, and we also work with those clients too. So the free phone number, if you want to make a note, is 0800 269 545. I'll repeat that again, 0800 269 545. And the website, if you wish to go there and seek out more information about what we do, is abilitynet.org.uk. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Smiles Podcast. Hopefully tune in next week for more information. Bye for now.